to the shoegaze post, and it has nothing to fucking do with shoegaze at all.
I have a massive coronary after this episode. Welcome back to Trapo, you thanks for commenting 10,000 times. I don't know how to tackle this. But dear listener, thanks for commenting. Welcome back to the show talks about you on purpose. That's right. It's Trapo's mailbag guy.
We're here with your comments, and we're going to read them, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to laugh. Probably going to cry, judging by what's about to happen.
I already said your name, so I mean, they know you. I'm Dustin, by the way.
Who are you?
I just said my name. You know me. You know who I am, damn it. Know me, Malone.
Yep, there it is.
Must be weird not having anybody on you. That's like the weirdest fucking line I've ever heard. Robert Dobby's trying to win an Oscar. Cut that part out. Who are you? I'm Kai.
I'm Dustin. Oh, shit.
I don't know who I am.
We got it fucked up again.
Yeah, I'm Dustin again.
I'm Kai still. That's going to be my...
Kai still?
My pen name.
Why? But your name is Kai.
It's a long eye, bitch.
Oh, it's a long eye. Maximiliano.
Maximiliano's got a long eye.
We got to cross our lowercase T's tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen...
I cut all that out. It's we just time traveled. We're gonna read a bunch of comments. That's what we do on the show.
What we're doing
comments that you leave on the official Trapo blog. I say comments and not emails because you don't send emails.
No one email us.
You know that. You're just ignoring it. TrapoShow@gmail.com. Send us an email if you fucking exist, please. Anyone. I don't give a shit. Hey, Mom, are you listening? You want to send me an email? Tell me I'm a sinner. You're the only one who didn't get married. You're the only one. Send an email.
Tell me in an email.
You're the only one left. No one else will laugh because the listeners won't get it. Like, why is that funny? Like, oh, you don't know his mom, bro. Cut all that out. We're going to read comments.
It turns into a whole thing. You'll understand, in it.
A thread of comments. What is shoegaze? Trapo investigates post.
And it mostly has nothing to do with shoegaze.
Right now, we're going to talk about apparently the state of cinema.
That's where it starts, with a comment from, I believe, new commenter.
Oh, he's new. This is new.
Bob's thinking again. I think we need to cut back on all the superhero media. It's gotten ridiculous, hasn't it? I know superheroes are firmly established and they're not going anywhere, and I'm okay with that. I just think the oversaturation of superheroes in our pop culture is going too far. Everywhere you turn, it's an endless parade of capes and spandex. Even the subversive takes on the genre, like The Boys or Brightburn, feel uninspired. These movies are pushing smaller budgeted movies out of the cinemas, strangling the market for anything that isn't a blockbuster, $200 million spectacle. Theatrical experience is dying, and superhero movies are part of the problem. What's Trapo's take on the glut of superhero stories in pop culture? Is it too late to save the movie-going experience of yesteryear? Thanks for kicking this off. The theaters have changed. Shit changed. New shit has come to light, man. It's not going to be the way it was before.
No, that's over. Yeah. People chase trends. Hollywood chases trends, and superheroes are still making big money. And as long as they do make big money, Hollywood's going to keep making superhero movies.
Whatever they can milk the most money out of you nowadays.
They want to make a shit ton of money. Because that's the only way to make a profit anymore, apparently, because they spend too much money making these fucking movies. I guess The Batman, Robert Pattinson starring The Batman, which we both really liked, it just barely turned a profit. Almost $800 million in the worldwide box office. But apparently that's just barely turning a profit. That's a shit ton of money.
Should not be enough.
Doctor Strange 2 made almost $1 billion. Well over $900 million. That outperformed The Batman, which is insane.
Do you think these things are pushing other smaller budget movies out?
The Cineplexes, the big theaters, they want as many people to come and see movies in their theaters as possible so they can make more money. If they can make more money showing Wakanda Forever on 9 screens, they're going to do exactly that. But smaller movies may otherwise, you know, have a little more time to play in these theaters. They're going to get pushed out because we don't have the room. You got 100 seats in this auditorium. Matinee of Wakanda Forever, that might sell out. But if you show a smaller movie, Brandon Cronenberg's Infinity Pool. Let's say you have Infinity Pool in the same theater. 100 seats. You sell maybe 10. What do you think they're going to keep around longer? Unfortunately, that's the way it works. A lot of these movies, these smaller movies, they can't really even build word of mouth in theaters anymore because they don't have the time to build word of mouth because everything has to be front loaded.
Oh, it made $100 million over the weekend. Wow. What else opened? Oh, we don't know.
Or you get a success story like Terrifier 2 A 2.5-hour balls-to-the-wall gory horror movie, over $2 million in its theatrical run, which is insane considering the minuscule budget the movie had. Skinner Inc., which, once again, $15,000 budget, made almost $1.5 million in the box office. That's a success story. That means asses and seats. People are paying money to watch. These two movies are extremes. They are not alike at all. But both of these movies being genuine box office successes, every now and then you'll get something like that. Those are the exceptions that prove the rule. I mean, you go to any movie theater right now, you look at the showtimes, it's almost all blockbusters. It's the nature of the beast, man. I don't know. I don't like it, but I can't change it. Right. Obviously, a blockbuster like Top Gun Maverick comes along, gets people coming back into theaters. Maybe we don't have to close this year because Tom Cruise saved cinema. I mean, Spielberg said it. It's got to be true. Anyway, we're going to move on.
And next.
Returning Champion Anonymous. Remember when you used to be able to smoke in shopping malls? Now it's like if you want to smoke a cigarette at the mall, you have to go stand in a cordoned off corner of the parking lot at least 50 feet from any doors so you don't inconvenience all the wimps who don't smoke. What happened to this country? We used to make things. You know, everybody just whines about trivial crap because superhero movies are ruining the sacred cinema. Cry me a river. This sounds like fucking old man. Big deal. I'm sorry your depressing, tragic romance where the leading lady's dying to ride a roller coaster with her fiancé at Coney Island before she dies isn't tearing up the box office because people would rather see an Avengers movie. Get a grip. Smoking in malls, huh?
Yeah.
You remember that, by the way, when you could smoke in malls?
No, I didn't. Had no desire to smoke at the mall.
No, I'm not talking about me smoking in a mall. I mean, like, when we were kids, you could, like, we were pretty young, you could smoke in malls.
I'm just thinking, like, if you're old enough to remember that and you're still hanging around the fucking mall, maybe you're the problem.
Wait, what does that mean?
Maybe there's stores at the mall, yeah.
Yeah, there are stores at the mall. I mean, you don't know, you don't live here anymore, but you drive by Town East on any given weekend, that motherfucking parking lot is packed.
We got malls dying in some here places. Too. There's lots of them.
Yeah, but act like it doesn't exist or something. I can't believe you're still hanging around malls. No, people go to malls. They still do. It's not what it used to be. But it's still a thing.
This shit continues. So this is the part where we could probably just keep reading.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bob's thinking again, replies, "What the hell are you talking about? There's no reason for this hostility. I'm looking at trends in box office and seeing some troubling data. Smaller movies are increasingly being pushed out of theatrical releases and dumped on streaming services because blockbuster movies that cost astronomical amounts of money are crowding them out. If your movie doesn't have a $200 billion budget and some shiny objects to distract people from 2 hours, studios might pass. An era has ended, and what's coming next doesn't look promising. Challenging movies are disappearing from multiplexes because all the screens are playing this expensive trash. If you don't see any problem with that, and you prefer to just lash out at a complete strangers on the internet for sharing their perfectly valid opinions while talking pointlessly about how you miss being able to smoke at the damn mall, then you're out of your mind."
Bob's crunching the numbers. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at trends and seeing some troubling data.
Bob's in the data, all right, folks.
Our next comment is a reply to Bob's thinking again from what appears to be literal Returning Champion Anonymous. "You don't know what it's like to smoke in a mall. It felt so free, like you were king of all you surveyed. You could walk around window shopping and chatting and puffing away, and there were ashtrays everywhere. They were built into benches and trash cans, patiently waiting for you to stub out your butts. Stub out your butts. Stub out your butts. Stub out your butts. It was a simpler time. We didn't have to worry about box office returns and whether or not we were eating enough quinoa or whatever the new hot superfood is. Quinoa isn't new. Magic fucking berries that make lemons taste like chocolate truffles. Who cares about this crap? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what that means.
There's a berry that makes sour things taste sweet, right? I don't know. I may be making that up. You're so preoccupied with crap that doesn't... You made me say it. It doesn't make a difference. You know what? I'm actually kind of hot. I'm kind of mad now. You made me say that piece of shit. Made me say that word. Oh my god, I hate that word so much.
I love how you play through it, and then you just fucking hit the brick wall.
I just hate it. I'm so mad. I want to pull the plug on this episode now. You made me say the word I hate. We're done with Keep Trump. Going. I'm pulling the plug. Have you been in a movie theater lately? the movie-going experience of yesteryear is long gone, my friend. And I got news for you. It ain't coming back. You're assaulted with endless commercials, and you're lucky if your movie starts 20 minutes after the lights go down, because Cineplexes are jamming ads for a dozen different new cars and candy bars and soft drinks and fucking cryptocurrency down our collective throats. People yakking endlessly while the movie's playing, looking at their cell phones and just, did I write this? Just generally being distracting. Maybe they're even eating some nachos and crunching loudly for a good 20 minutes while you're trying to concentrate on the movie. Blown speakers in the sound systems, dim projection on worn screens. Did I write this in a fugue state or something? What the fuck? Sticky floors. I like this all about sticky floors. It's a shit show. Who wants to preserve that experience? I tried to watch Tar between the obnoxious audience. Why is audience capitalized? And the bad technical presentation. I couldn't get into the movie. And that's one of those elusive mid-budget movies that supposedly doesn't exist anymore. I watched Tar at home on Peacock last week by myself in my living room, and I loved it. Watching this movie at home in a controlled environment was so much better. Call me an old man yelling at clouds, but you sound the same way to me. We gotta stop this plague of Hollywood pursuing popular trends that bring in audiences that's been going on since the dawn of cinema. Go burn it all down, Cecil B. Demented. I'll be at home watching good movies while putting my feet up in my comfy recliner without a care in the world. No, he's not wrong. He makes good points. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not about the smoking in malls thing. I don't know what that's about. Quinoa's pretty good. I've had that. That's good stuff.
It's literally an ancient grain.
Yeah, that's not new.
Our next reply in this fucking string of madness is from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Jeter. Maybe I'm butting in on this conversation, but this is a public blog, so here I am not minding my own business. I can see and really agree with both your points of view to a degree, except for the smoking in malls thing, which makes no sense to me. Do you really want that back? Is that the hill you want to die on? But you just point to a particular movie genre and blame its popularity for helping to destroy the experience of going to the movies as ludicrous. Anonymous really summed it up with his last point. Hollywood has been doing this forever. The only difference is that there's more at stake here than there used to be. Studios are throwing $200 to $300 million behind one movie. And with marketing costs and the cut theaters take from the gross, these movies need to earn at least $700 million to break even anymore. We were just talking about. These are staggering numbers here, and it's definitely out of control. But these things are cyclical. At least they have been in the past, when the studio system all but collapsed at the end of the 1950s. We got a two-decade influx of some of the most interesting, nuanced, and challenging movies of all time. New Hollywood obviously didn't last forever, and the blockbuster movie system that movies like Star Wars and Jaws helped create has just been growing ever since. Eventually, this wave will crest and recede, and who knows what will be created in its wake. We're already seeing glimpses of what may be coming on the independent fringes of the industry, but the theatrical experience as we know it has already changed dramatically, and Cineplexes are chasing profits wherever they can. AMC is already starting a program where they charge more for seats that have a better sight line in their auditoriums. This is obscene, but it's only the beginning. I hate going to the movies anymore. COVID basically destroyed any real desire I have to sit in a room full of strangers with questionable hygiene and breathe their recycled air for a few hours. I hate to say it, but I'm with Anonymous here. Let me watch a good movie at home without all the bullshit. But I still can't get behind the smoking in malls nostalgia. That's just insane.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That AMC thing is real, and it's awful.
Yeah, just talking about that the other day.
You know,
yeah.
And what it is, it's a form of classism. The good people can afford the better seats now in the movie theater. It's like, oh, that's bad. Anyway, we're going to keep this train rolling. Bob's thinking again. I think smoking in the mall stuff. People were smoking in Larry Cohen's The Stuff. That is true. But they're also eating the stuff, including like Danny Aiello's dog, which is weird. He cut the phone line. That's the best part. That's the best part. Danny Aiello had a dog, and he was looking at the dog the whole time, looking weird, and because the dog wanted the stuff, and Danny Aiello couldn't call for help because the dog cut the phone line. Best movie ever made. I hope the smoking in the mall stuff is a dumb joke, because if not, that's just really pointless and sad. I appreciate you weighing in, Jeter, because like you said, this is a public blog. You know, I like the cordiality here. I understand your point of view here, and unfortunately I have to agree. Anonymous did raise some good arguments, and although I don't appreciate his delivery all that much, he makes some sense. And so do you. The theatrical experience mostly sucks these days, and I just wanted to improve. Unfortunately, we don't all live in towns that have an Alamo Draft House or a solid rep theater. Superhero movies are only a symptom. If the MCU disappeared from movie theaters tomorrow, nothing would really improve. improve. But in the meantime, we're trapped with big multiplex theaters with few options. That way I only go out when I need to see a movie before it hits streaming or physical media, which is becoming increasingly rare for me. And the pandemic has just made me more paranoid about everything. I just don't see the situation improving anytime soon. That breaks my heart. We're starting to separate seating in movie theaters based on economic class. Stuff like this never ends well. Where are we headed as a society? I just hate the idea of truly turning my back and going out to see a movie, but it's not even fun for me anymore. So I really don't have much of a choice. This sucks. And yes, it does suck. It all sucks.
It does, indeed. Well, thank you for your comment, Bob's Thinking Again. A reply to Bob's Thinking Again. Anonymous has returned for another comment. I never enjoyed seeing movies in the theater all that much in the past, especially if the movie was popular. I don't know why that matters. I felt like we were all cattle crowded into a dark room waiting to be slaughtered. Mass shootings happening. Can't help but worry if some psycho might just waltz in and start shooting. It doesn't seem so irrational anymore. It's hard to enjoy a movie when you're surrounded by a bunch of inconsiderate assholes constantly making noise, playing around on their phones, while the fear of being murdered by a crazy person with a gun is always present in the back of my mind. Plus, it's so stupid expensive just to see a movie anymore. I give up. It's not worth the hassle or the stress. Where's the draw? Why does sitting in a dark room with a bunch of strangers staring at a big screen still hold so much appeal for so many people? I can live without all that, thanks. Movies hit streaming a lot faster these days anyways, so just stick it out for a month or so and you're good. Unless you don't want to wait, and in that case, we all know there are some less than reputable methods of catching the latest blockbuster at home, but I'm not saying that's okay. I don't want to try to talk other people out of going to see a movie, but I just don't see the appeal anymore. Just stay home and save some money and stop worrying so much. And just for the record, I just thought it was neat to be able to smoke a cigarette while shopping at the mall. It really did seem to represent a kind of freedom that I can't really describe to people too young to remember. You could just light up near the food court and have a conversation with your friends about whatever is on your mind before buying slacks at Montgomery Ward's, and nobody would bat an eye because they were probably smoking too. I'm not saying smoking should come back in style, because we're really off as a society without all that, and I quit smoking nearly 12.
Better off. We're really off as a society without
smoking. We're really fucking off as a society, because we need to smoke more. Because we're really better off as a society without all that, and I quit smoking nearly 20 years ago. But it was a different time. I guess I was trying out a cranky old man routine, like what Andy Rooney used to do on 60 Minutes, but I doubt people even remember that guy. When did I get old? I feel like my bones are made out of chalk. My only point I tried to make was that going out to see a movie was being ruined long before Robert Downey Jr. said, "I am Iron Man." And I don't know if there is any saving it. Sorry to be such a downer, but I'm probably going to be dead soon because I'm so goddamn old. So I'm not too hung up on being as tactful as I used to be. I say let the whole system self-destruct and dance on its grave.
Why not?
Well, appreciate the tone here. Surprisingly cordial for like grumpy old men yelling at each other.
I think I confided in you at some point that the idea of like actually getting shot in a movie theater kind of is on my mind when I see movies in theaters now. It's something that is just going to be on my mind sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it has happened in literally every setting in our society.
Yeah, I have to actually agree with that. That doesn't sound irrational to me. Maybe, you know, statistically speaking, it still is irrational. But yeah, I can't get that out of my head. But yeah, thank you for that comment. And we're moving on to another comment. We're nearing the end of this thread. The final comment from a returning champion and maybe new friend of the podcast. Bob's Thinking Again. I used to love going to movie theaters. It felt like magic. God, we're getting nostalgic as shit. My parents would take me out. I hear like the Spielberg music. Yeah, I'm not trying to make fun of Bob's Thinking Again, but as if, yeah, I know what that's like.
We were there. We were there. It was nice.
My parents would take me all the time when I was a kid. As I got a little older, they'd trust me to sit through more R-rated movies with them. And I always thought that was so cool. I was 10 years old when I saw Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh my God, that was like 97. Oh, and now I guess that's not that much younger than us. Okay. I was about to freak out, but no, okay. I was 10 years old when I saw Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with my parents, and I couldn't believe that movie was real. A lot of it went over my head that first time, but the way the movie was put together, it felt like a candy-colored carnival ride through hell. I guess a lot of my love... Yeah, that's...
It is.
A lot of my love for the theater is tied into this nostalgia, and there's really nothing I can do about that. I'm probably just trying to recapture a kind of magic that's basically impossible to do. But I just wish that going to the movies still meant something to people. So many different factors have cheapened the experience, except, of course, for the actual cost, which have skyrocketed since I was a kid. And this blockbuster sickness is just strangling the industry. I'm too young to remember the smoking in malls thing, and it does sound a little too weird to really wrap my head around. But I know smoking used to be allowed on airplanes, and that's just insane. I do know who Andy Rooney was, so I think I understand what you were trying to do. Things just keep on changing, but I guess there's nothing any of us can do about it. Maybe I should get into musical theater. Pretty healthy number of local productions where I live. And the ticket prices seem reasonable. I'm sure the audiences are at least more respectful. Well, they're paying more money. To see those, so yeah.
Next comment in this thread is from returning champion Jeter.
That's the last comment in the thread.
I hope this conversation hadn't helped to kill your passion for cinema. It certainly wasn't my intention. I just had my own issues with going to the movies, and I found that I'm much more comfortable just being at home in a controlled environment. I'll have friends over sometimes, and we'll just kick back and enjoy a movie a few times a month. We just watched Megan on demand over the weekend, and we had a great time. We didn't have to worry about all the hassles that come with heading out to the movie theater. I really can't see any way back to sitting in a movie theater anymore, at least not regularly. It's just not for me, I guess. I like the idea of live theater, but there aren't a lot of local productions where I live, so that's not really much of an option. There's always a production of The Nutcracker each year, but that doesn't float my boat. I think they did Rent back in 2019, but I've never been a big fan of that one. I wish they did Shakespeare in the Park. That was always funny. Thank you for your comment, Jeter, and everyone in this thread. And, you know, thank you for being strangely cordial. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I never saw Shakespeare in the Park, so I can't comment on that.
Well, I saw Lion King, and that was good. Not in a park. Oh. In a big theater in Orange County.
Yeah. I like live theater when I can see it. I don't see it often. It's like Cats. Indeed. I think a lot of people, they hate Cats. They just hate it, period. I actually really liked it. I thought it was okay. I like Cats. I saw the movie on HBO Max. It is one of the most wretched things I've ever witnessed in my life. It is just a complete affront to all that is decent in this world. But the play's good. The musical's good still. I still stand behind that. I like Cats. I don't know why we're talking about this. We're going to move on to the extended movie conversation. I'm glad that we've finally gotten our finger on the pulse of middle America or whatever the fuck we're doing here. I don't know what this is. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what this is. We're moving on to a new comment from, I'm going to assume it's a different anonymous. Is it really that difficult to explain what shoegaze is? There are some pretty succinct definitions out there. One of you clowns even read one on your show, but you act like you're flummoxed by the Gordian knot of music, some kind of unfathomable mystery. Get over yourselves. It's not that tough. You didn't even take your dumbass investigation in an interesting direction. Medicine? That's your big example of shoegaze done right? I think you Sherlock's cracked the big case. The Jesus and Mary chain sucks, but fucking medicine is the bee's knees. Real bang up job, gentlemen. You should call Trapo the show that wastes your precious time on purpose. It would be more accurate. Well, I mean, first off, I don't think I said that medicine was the big example of shoegaze done right. I presented it as an example of shoegaze done right. I don't know why you latched on to medicine. This guy must not like medicine. I don't know.
Maybe they don't like medicine, because I'm pretty sure we talked about like at least 10 other bands.
Oh yeah, we talked about a lot of different bands in that episode. Yeah, we don't like the Jesus and Mary chain. I'm sorry. we also both acknowledged its place in history and its importance. Everything after that's a matter of opinion.
We are the show that wastes your precious time on purpose. So I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah, that might be our tagline.
You may have just found our new tagline, friend. The next comment is from Hunky.
It's like Mr. Mixius Pidlick's brother from Superman. Hod Kickshix is an imp.
Hod says, "You're a real jerk. Were you raised by coyotes and don't understand simple courtesy? I'd like to slap you upside the head with a dead fish just once. Might not sub sense into ya." And then also replies, "And fuck the Jesus and Mary chain." To which Anonymous replies, "Get a name people can spell, Jackass."
Jackass.
And Hod replied, "Be a fan of a better band than the fucking Jesus and Mary chain." And that ends that little rant there.
Look, if the episode wasn't your cup of tea, Anonymous, that's fine. But also, fuck you.
Thank you.
Come back.
Thank you, Hod. And
say more, Anonymous. Yeah. We love you. Hod Jesus. And our final comment on this post that I forgot the name is from Edgar, from returning champion and total stranger Edgar X. "You briefly mentioned Black Gate. in your show, I did, what you didn't elaborate at all, which is a shame because Black Gaze is a very interesting musical umbrella in and of itself. Try investigating Black Gaze sometime. You might enjoy yourselves.
I just might, because you told me about that, and I was like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like something I might learn.
But thank you, everyone, for the multitude of comments on the What is Shoegaze Trapo Investigates post. Dear listeners, that is the end of Trapo's Mailbag. If you would like to join the conversation, we would be more than happy. Visit our blog, our official Trapo blog, traposhow.blogspot.com.
You can also send us an email, traposhow@gmail.com.
You know, tell us whatever you want. We may not read that on the air. You know, we'll read it. But until next time, just stay the fuck off the internet. There you go. We did that. That was insane. Because of course the guy who fucking played Eddie is like, yeah, I'm a meatloaf expert.
Yeah.
That's such a dumbass fucking thing. Like if you met a guy in real life who played Eddie in the Rocky Horror Show, you'd be like, of course this guy knows about meatloaf.